Today, we're going to dive into the fascinating world of detoxification genes and explore a gene called NQO1. This gene plays a crucial role in how our bodies break down and eliminate various toxic substances we encounter on a daily basis. Understanding how this gene works can give us valuable insights into our own unique susceptibilities and how we can support our body's natural detoxification processes. The role of NQO1 in detoxification. The NQO1 gene provides the instructions for making an enzyme called NADPH, quinone oxidoreductase 1T1. This enzyme is a key player in what's known as phase 2 detoxification. In simple terms, phase 2 is when our cells chemically alter toxic compounds to make them easier to excrete from the body. NQO1 does this by using molecules called NADH or NADPH to convert compounds known as quinones into hydroquinones. This conversion makes the substances more water-soluble, so they can be eliminated through urine or bile. What exactly are quinones? They are a class of reactive compounds that are formed when our bodies break down various substances like estrogens, benzene, and even some chemotherapy drugs. Quinones are highly reactive, so it's important for the body to quickly convert them into a safer form. That's where NQO1 comes in. It rapidly reduces quinones into hydroquinones. If you remember your high school chemistry, you might recall learning about redox reactions, where molecules either gain or lose electrons. NQO1 acts as a reducing agent in these types of reactions. Additional roles of NQO1. In addition to detoxification, NQO1 also acts as a direct antioxidant in the body by neutralizing harmful free radicals like superoxide. It's involved in converting the important antioxidant CoQ10 into its active form, as well as activating vitamin K for its role in blood clotting and bone metabolism. NQO1 and toxin exposure. One of the key environmental toxins that NQO1 helps break down is benzene. Benzene is a known carcinogen that we can be exposed to through gasoline fumes, certain cleaning products, industrial pollution, and cigarette smoke. When our bodies are exposed to benzene, it first gets acted on by an enzyme called CYP2E1. Then, NQO1 steps in to help break down the resulting metabolites. The NQO1, gut health connection. Interestingly, animal studies have shown that when the NQO1 gene isn't functioning properly, it can lead to increased intestinal permeability or leaky gut, as well as gut inflammation. This finding suggests that NQO1 may play important roles in maintaining the integrity of the gut barrier. NQO1 in the brain, NQO1, is also expressed in the brain, where it helps regulate inflammation and protect brain cells from oxidative stress. It does this by reducing certain quinones in a way that prevents them from forming harmful free radicals. Quinones can easily undergo redox cycling and generate reactive oxygen species that damage cells. But NQO1 converts them directly into hydroquinones, skipping the harmful intermediate steps. One example of this protective effect is how NQO1 recycles vitamin E quinone, an oxidized form of vitamin E, back into its active antioxidant form. Genetic variants in NQO1 that reduce its function have been linked to increased risk for Parkinson's and Alzheimer's diseases, likely due to diminished cellular defense against oxidative damage. NQO1 and the NRF2 pathway NQO1 is actually regulated by an important pathway called NRF2. NRF2 is like a master switch that turns on many genes involved in antioxidant defense and detoxification, including NQO1. So when the NRF2 pathway gets activated, it signals the cell to make more of these protective enzymes. Conclusion. From detoxifying potential carcinogens to protecting the brain from harmful free radicals, the NQO1 gene and its enzyme play many important roles in keeping our bodies healthy. Common genetic variants in NQO1 can impact how well it functions. Be sure to check the Life Hacks section to learn how to best support your body's natural detoxification processes. And of course, Minimizing exposure to toxins is always a good preventative strategy. We'll explore more about this gene and what you can do to optimize your detox capacity in the genotype section.